Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The headline is A Question. Will World War III begin in outer space? That's the headline. Ken Timmerman joins me with some more details needed to answer that question.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I sent you an article just before we went on the air, and it was entitled, Will World War III Begin in Outer Space? Now, this is to some extent speculation by the author.
Well, it's not pure speculation. What I think is important, what people don't understand, is how vulnerable the United States, and in fact the entire world communication system, is to threats in space. All of our telecommunications are essentially carried out by satellites up in space. Our military protects the United States through satellites in space. The satellites detect launches around the world. And, everything now is up in space. So the idea that Russia and China would be cooperating together in anti-satellite technology is extremely troubling, and it's also very, very real. I took part a couple of years ago in a war game exercise at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It was not a classified war game, so I can speak about it publicly. And the whole premise was exactly this, that our grid would be taken out and our satellites taken out, so the United States would be essentially stripped of access to communications, to databases, to electricity, to everything. And one of the brigadier generals who made a presentation there referred to an obscure television series called Battleship Galactica. And he said, that's really what we need in this over-computerized and electronic age that we live in. We are so vulnerable today, or so dependent on electronics for our communications and for intelligence and everything else, that has created new vulnerabilities and made it, in a way, easier to cripple us than it was before.
Ken Timmerman with some very important details related to the question, will World War III actually begin in outer space? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Both the question and the answer by Ken Timmerman were very thought-provoking. If we couple Ken's information with what Jesus Christ said in the Olivet Discourse, that in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars, by the way, that's Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7. The information given by Ken helps us to understand the times we're living in. In fact, what Jesus said did not necessarily include a war in outer space, but he was talking about worldwide military action. Speaking of wars and rumors of wars as an indicator of the times in which we're living is key to our understanding of those end times. That is according to Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...